abstinence or moderation? I'm talking about when it comes to diet and health. Have you ever wondered if moderating is better or abstaining is better? And you're trying to figure out which one works, which is healthy, what is not? Let's dive in. Welcome to Holistic Health Made Simple. Are you tired of chasing fad diets and endless workouts? Frustrated and confused by the conflicting advice on health and weight loss? Well, you're not alone. I'm Jolene, a nutritional therapy practitioner, and I'm here to guide you on a different path through holistic wellness. Together, we'll blend ancestral wisdom with scientific principles, making health and weight loss a reality. Say goodbye to yo-yo dieting and hello to simple, individualized steps that will help you reach your goals. Let's explore the power of healing your gut, optimizing your metabolism, and embracing whole foods. Ready to make that personalized wellness a reality? Let's get started on your journey to real health. Hey, hey there! Today, we are going to explore moderation and abstinence as it relates to eating, reaching our health goals, and maintaining them. Have you ever wondered if moderation is better or is abstinence better? Are you struggling to try to figure out which one works best? Which is healthy, which is not? I get it. You just want to have a healthy relationship with food long term. But there's all this noise out in the world shouting for you to do this or to do that. So, is it abstaining or moderating? Well, first, let's do our best to define both so that we're all on the same page of what we're actually talking about. According to Merriam-Webster, to abstain or abstaining is to choose not to do or have something, to refrain deliberately and often with an effort of self-denial from an action or practice. That is a pretty straightforward definition. As far as diet, it means we are deciding not to eat certain things. We're going to cut them out of our diet. Now, Merriam-Webster defines moderating as to moderate, which is avoiding extremes of behavior or expression, observing reasonable limits, or tending towards the mean or average amount. I find this a little bit more nuanced in a definition than it came to when we talked about abstaining. But when it comes to dietary habits, because we use it in a way to explain not to overindulge, to only have a little bit or to control the amount. So it does fit in, but it's a lot more nuanced because when we say you have to have moderation when it comes to certain foods, that means you're not going to have a moderate amount, which would be a middle amount. You're going to be careful how much you have. You're going to have less. You're going to stop at a serving per se. So it's a little bit more nuanced, but I think we all get the idea that we're either going to not have it at all or we're going to control the amount we're going to have. So controlling the amount we're going to have is moderation, and abstaining is not having it at all. Knowing the definitions are all well and good, but where does that get us to be healthy and or have a healthy relationship with food? There is a lot of confusion and conflicting information. As with all things nutrition, there is so much noise, and people really dig deep into their personal feelings that their way is the right way. Those who work with eating disorders in a clinical setting, like psychologists, psychotherapists, they have certain modalities they use to help their patients get through eating disorders, depending on the disorder, which usually stresses eating everything in moderation or moderating all foods. They are working strictly with the mental aspect of the eating disorder. There's often fear of foods, there's control issues, either wanting strict control or those that lose control altogether, obsessive behavior, and there's so much more when it comes to true, deep eating disorders. So the push for moderation, whether it be from a clinician or a coach or an influencer, comes from the idea that restriction fuels the eating disorder. the concept that food is just that. It's food, nothing to be used as a form of identity, worth, and that there is no good or bad foods. It's simply just food that we should be able to eat in moderation. Now, also with those that are working with eating disorders in a clinical setting, they're also dealing with the deeper issues of a eating disorder, body image issues, trauma, control issues, obsessive compulsive issues. There's a lot of underlying issues that come with an eating disorder. So before we go any further, if you or someone you know, or you just think you have an eating disorder that is not only affecting your physical body, it's affecting your mental well-being, reach out for help. Someone will help you find that mental health provider that can get you through this. Like I said, many eating disorders are more complex than just the food. That is why a nutritionist, a coach, an influencer may not be the right person to help you through this. The rest of this podcast, we will be talking about moderation and abstinence in regards to a healthy relationship with food. But you need a healthy relationship with your body as well. And that is way beyond my scope of practice. While I tout self-love and loving yourself enough to take control of your health, many truly need a professional in the mental health field that goes beyond what I personally can offer. I can help you find that person, and I can help you on the nutrition part along the way. But there is no shame in getting that help you need. It is courageous to reach out and get the mental help you need. So, let's go back to the topic now that I got the heaviness out of the way. Let's take a look at the concept and thoughts behind abstaining. By removing the foods that trigger uncontrollable behavior, we no longer have issues with whatever form of eating disorder we had. It's labeling these trigger foods off limits. Most that teach or coach this usually have had some kind of binge eating disorder or food addiction that they have personally overcome. Some have gone through the process of moderation with therapy and relapsed and found it was easier to be an abstainer. Or they only had a very slight form of disordered eating, so abstaining from those foods didn't cause any additional mental issues. This does not make one way better than the other. It's a clear indication that it is way more nuanced than we see on the internet. You know, those 15-second TikToks and reels are very absolute. They don't ever talk about the nuances. I see it day in and day out. People are saying, even arguing, that removing foods is an eating disorder, or that fasting is an eating disorder, or. The list goes on and on and on. And everyone digs their feet in the sand because human nature is they want to be right. So again, let's look at abstaining or moderating from a healthy relationship on a food perspective. Just because we believe a certain way is right does not make it so for everyone. The talk that if you give up something, it's a form of restrictive eating and an eating disorder is a huge leap for the majority of the population. Especially when the very next sentence usually is, you only have to count calories. That translates into restrict, to lose weight. If you've been listening for any length of time, you know I believe in focusing on your health first and letting the weight sort itself out, because a healthy body releases excess weight. It's just kind of how it works. Sometimes you do have to do some things to push it along its way, but weight loss and achieving a healthy weight comes from health. The thought that you can eat every type of food, junk food as well as healthy food, and reach optimum health, for the average person, you'd just be wrong. You can reach a target weight, sure, but is that getting healthy, especially metabolically healthy, on the inside, the health on the inside that we can't see? So what are we to do, moderate or abstain? You might be thinking I'm leaning one way or the other, but again, it is way more nuanced. As a nutritional therapy practitioner, I often say you cannot out-supplement, out-exercise a bad diet. We need to be nourished and also absorb those nutrients. So eating countless empty calories, or should I say counting those empty calories, but not focusing on getting in the nourishment and the building blocks your body needs, is problematic to being healthy. Moderating the junk is an option for someone who is metabolically healthy and can actually moderate. I know that was a whole lot of, huh? For a metabolically healthy person who put in the work to have a good relationship with food, moderating's just fine. They can eat only one square of chocolate and be satisfied and leave it there for weeks on end, or have one dessert one night and it doesn't set off a cascade of binge eating or negative feelings. This is something we can all dream of reaching, but sadly, it's not going to be the norm for all of us. Moderating something like bread for someone that has celiac isn't going to work. It's the same thing that goes for alcohol and an alcoholic. It's just not going to work. We need to be realistic that for health reasons, some people will have to abstain from foods that their body just doesn't like, or it doesn't tolerate, or it exacerbates a condition they have, or it simply doesn't help them reach their goals. Abstaining because you want your health to improve and to be the best version of you is not the same thing as an eating disorder. Being obsessive about it and feeling like the world is ending or you're a bad person or a failure because you had something you were abstaining from, that's a sign that there's some disordered eating going on and you need to dig deeper. That's when we really need to do that check in with ourselves and make sure we're approaching all of our dietary choices in a healthy manner for both our body and our mind. You see, food is nourishment. It's what our body uses as building blocks for healthy cells, but it also can be for enjoyment. We just need to make sure we understand our own personal reactions to the food we're eating. That's physically and mentally. When it comes to indulgence, I know plenty of people that can moderate it. Others need to abstain from those foods, and others can moderate certain indulgences, but need to abstain from others. This is where it becomes truly nuanced. Because if you're avoiding certain foods that don't make you feel good, don't help improve your health, or send you on an out-of-control spiral, does that mean there's something wrong? For some, that's where food freedom comes from, not giving power to foods they lose control from. And this will look different for everyone. The key is to strive for good health in both body and mind. As we wrap up, there are a couple of things I'd like to talk about that are related to this subject but aren't necessarily related to the food aspects. But first, if you have found this podcast useful in any way, would you please take 30 seconds and leave a written review? Or share it with a friend that could use this information, or both. I'd really appreciate it because reviews work with the algorithm to spread the word even further and to help people find me. Now to the other health modalities that can get somewhat disordered. First is exercise. Exercise, it's a privilege. We get to do this so that we can take care of our bodies and get healthy. It's not a punishment for overeating or overindulging. Using exercise to undo what you ate is not only not healthy, it doesn't even work. Exercise to be strong, both physically and mentally. That's why we exercise. The second thing is fasting. It's the same principle. If you are fasting to undo what you ate or as a punishment for what you ate or not losing enough or whatever that means, that's not healthy. You need to have a healthy approach for fasting. We fast for the healing benefits it gives that allows our body and mind to be healthier. If you are pushing through fasts and don't feel good or excessively hungry for hours on end, you aren't doing yourself loads of favors. Now you're putting extreme stress on your body, doing something that should actually be a healthy stress. So, fast gently and with purpose. Lastly, if you are tracking your food and it has become obsessive, you are now obsessively trying to reach every single target to the point you are forcing foods after you're full or starving for days on end because you are not listening to your body, you're listening to the app, that's becoming a disordered way of eating as well. Any data points that you obsess over, trying to get them perfect, requires you to take a step back and give yourself a little bit of a reality check. We don't want to take anything from a point of punishment or obsessiveness. We want to look at food as nourishment. And one of the main things I teach people, is this going to help me reach my goals and get healthier, or is it not? It's as simple as that. So to wrap it up, moderating is fine as long as it works with your health goals and body. Abstaining is fine as long as you are coming from a place of knowledge of yourself. Doing a little bit of both is awesome. That means you're totally in tune with your body. We are unique and we need to do what's best for us, but we have to be honest with why and what we are doing. Our bodies are beautifully made. They are the only ones we get. So it is important that we do whatever we can to take care of our body and our mind. On that note, friends, I will see you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening in today. I hope you've got some nuggets to take away on your health journey. Remember, this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes. No medical advice is being given. By listening to this podcast, you agree to the full disclaimer, which is linked in the show notes. You can stay connected to me by joining the newsletter at holistichealthmadesimple.com, where I share additional tips and tricks weekly. Once again, thank you for being a part of my community, and until next time, have a blessed day.